pros and cons of movies and film. In order to understand the pros and cons of movies, one must first understand what movies are. Movies, which can also be named films, are best defined as stories being told visually through the use of people performing and acting in front of a camera. These popular forms of media are considered to be one of the main sources of entertainment that has always been a part of society for decades. Annually, film directors are coming up with new ideas for new movies to be made. Once the filming process of the movies is complete, they will get to be shared with the world to make citizens feel amused and not bored out of their minds. Even though movies seem harmless and all of humanity appears to admire them, films can also be viewed in a bad way by people who disagree with the content shown. When there are reports of defamatory or offensive content within movies, that can lead to a huge public controversial outcry. Our perspective lies within the realm of movies being both a positive and negative aspect of our society. The nature of movies is hard to determine because they have the ability to teach important lessons to individuals. However, movies can contain explicit or inappropriate activity. And lastly, films can also hurt human behavior.
Movies can also have the power to teach important lessons to many individuals all around the globe. Most often, movies contain themes or morals that summarize what the main idea of the story is about. The themes and morals found in movies can be considered signify concepts because they convey teachable meanings to those who watch. Since films reveal their morals within their stories, viewers can often take them away as lessons. These lessons, brought on by the film's morals, can all range from lessons about life to lessons regarding subjects learned in school. In our opinion, what makes educational movies very brilliant is the fact that they tend to represent the ability to expand one's knowledge of the things they can go on in the real world. Once a person's knowledge has developed due to watching an educational movie, it can result in them going out and spreading what they learn to others around them. Frederick Erasmus, a software imagineer and the author of the article titled What Lessons Can Be Learned from Cinema, agrees that movies are not just about being fascinated about what is on screen, but also what we as people take away from the movies. According to Frederick Erasmus, he states, in quotes, "The greatest movies of all time are capable of not just capturing our interests, but also our hearts. Cinema can offer lessons that you can apply in your own life." In other words, what the movies can mean to those who watch them is what matters the most. The morals of the movies can give people the opportunity to make grand changes in their lives because of the powerful messages they hold. If more people can learn new aspects about life or any subject from movies, all that knowledge they have gained can be shared with the younger generation.
Frederick Erasmus's claims make us come to an agreement that films do have the power to teach us lessons through their themes and morals. Every time we watch movies, our main goal is to try to decipher what the directors are trying to express. For example, one movie that we believe expresses a moral that all people should take to heart comes from the Pixar animated film titled Coco. For background on this Disney movie, it is about a 12-year-old boy named Miguel who travels to the land of the deceased to meet his great-great-grandfather Ernesto de la Cruz. Along the way, Miguel meets Hector, who in reality is Miguel's real great-great-grandfather, and Ernesto de la Cruz is a murderer who killed Hector for fame and fortune, which resulted in Hector being disgraced by his family and forgotten by them. One portion of the movie that I believe reveals what the main theme was, one scene where we believe presents the theme is the scene where Miguel and Hector are reunited with the rest of the Rivera family. During this scene, Miguel says to his family that they shouldn't forget Hector because, in Miguel's own words, he explains, in quotes, "Nothing is more important than family."
From our personal bias, this theme that Miguel proposes in this part of the movie is very significant and heartwarming. While this theme speaks for itself and doesn't really require a full explanation as to its meaning, we would have to agree with it. The reason why we agree with this moral of Coco is because no person should neglect their own family. We all have family that care and admire us. Not only are families caring and admirable, but they are also supportive and motivational. They want to see each and every loved one succeed in life and stay connected. No matter what, families stick together always and forever. In terms of dialogism, specifically the concept of self and others, a family can influence the inner personality of a child. Based on the important teachings of the family, I believe they can greatly impact the life of a child. If the family is teaching the child morally correct things in the future, the child may be able to grow up into a good person who possesses good morality. Whatever kind of person a child ends up being once they reach adulthood, it all comes from what they learn from their family during their experiences in childhood. Another movie that we believe has a moral that is very important to children is the 2017 thriller, Kidnap. For context on this thriller film, the main plot is about a mother named Carla who is on a mission to retrieve her young son from a duo of kidnappers. Unlike Coco, the theme of this thriller is not addressed by a character, but it is instead up to the viewer to decide on what the moral of the story is. As we have watched this film multiple times, one simple theme that we can come up with is, in quotes, never communicate with a stranger. In the film, the kidnapper speaks to the boy, claiming that his mother is looking for him. Since the kid is too young to know what is right and wrong, he goes with the kidnapper to search for his mom, who in reality was just on a phone call a few steps away. We chose this particular theme from Kidnap because you do not know who the real person is behind a polite stranger. Someone may come off as very nice at the beginning, but soon their true colors are revealed, and they may be viewed contrary to how they were before. Since one does not know a stranger very well, it will be hard to determine what intentions the stranger has inside of them. What it is best to do is to be aware of who you talk to, because awareness can probably save you from impending harm or danger. While movies can tend to teach lessons through the themes within their stories, movies can also contain very explicit or almost inappropriate content. Not all films are filled with fun and games that can cause laughter among people. Inappropriate moments in movies can make viewers cringe as they observe the activity being shown. Some of these major forms of explicit inappropriate content that directors sometimes incorporate within their movies can range from sexual intercourse, pornography, and even gruesome violence where people can get killed nonstop. While we feel, they can go hand in hand, sexual activity and pornography are typical symbolic representations of inappropriate activity that we have commonly seen in films. Jacqueline Gahagan, a professor and one of the authors of the article Perspectives on Pornography, Exploring Sexual Explicit Internet Movies Influences on Canadian Young Adults' Holistic Sexual Health, asserts that sexual movies on the internet, or sexually explicit internet movies, are indeed filled with inappropriate content, specifically involving sex, that are meant to increase the chance of young kids getting involved with sexual intercourse. According to Gahagan and the rest of the authors of the article, they go to claim that, in quotes, SEIM contain a vast range of explicit graphic depictions of acts that are specifically designed to evoke and heighten sexual responses in the consumer. In much simpler terms, whenever these young kids are exposed to this kind of content in these movies, they might want to get feelings of eagerness or curiosity that'll make them perform these activities themselves. While there is nothing wrong with being engaged in sexual activity as an adult, having thoughts about it at such a young age is a whole different story. Since these kids are watching sexual intercourse being played out in movies, we believe it can become a serious addiction. They may want to watch more films that have that kind of activity because just by seeing it may bring satisfaction to them. If a young kid gets involved with performing sexual acts, they need to keep in mind that consequences will potentially endure them in the aftermath. One major consequence is being diagnosed with a disease that was brought on by sexual performance such as HIV or other diseases. No young kid would want to hear that they got a disease all because of engaging in sex.
While some individuals may think that inappropriate, explicit activity in movies is unacceptable, on the positive side of the spectrum, others may believe they make the movies even funnier. The way actors are acting out in a sexual interaction can certainly provide much more entertainment and engagement. The facial expressions as well as the body and movements of how they portray it is what causes the laughter to erupt out of all film viewers. We all love those comedic moments and scenes that directors show in any film. No matter the kind of act the actors are putting on, what matters the most is the method they are using to put on an entertaining show. If the portrayals of the acts they are putting on are inaccurate, there's no point in calling the movie enjoyable. As an actor, your job is to make sure you are making sure your performance makes sense to the audience. In terms of acting out sexual activity, the actor has to legit act exactly like how many people would act out a sexual interaction in real life. If the actors pull off their performances just right, the audience will have a clear idea as to what the performance entails.
In addition to the inclusion of cinematic, explicit, and inappropriate content, at times, movies can have negative impact on human behavior. At times, movies can often trigger abnormal behavioral patterns in people. While this type of behavior tends to be often caused by violence within movies, it can cause humans to become more aggressive and confrontational toward others around them. If that doesn't sound bad enough, the inflictions of violence in movies can lead to humans harming other people, such as shooting up school or worse. In our opinion, I feel like the most common form of violence that transforms a person's behavior into something different is gun violence. Kelly P. Dillian and Brad J. Bushman, two authors of the article, in quotes, "Effects of Exposure to Gun Violence in Movies on Children's Interest in Real Guns," claim that the development of actors performing with guns in movies is making young children familiarize themselves with the weapons. Others believe that the fact that, in quotes, "children exposed to movie characters who use guns will be more likely to use guns." It should be seen as a major red flag if children are playing with guns at a young age. Parents who allow their children to be introduced to this kind of movie violence are not an example of good parenting. It could be an indication that these parents are saying to their kids that guns are safe toys to mess around with. Gun use can become a serious compulsion for kids, which can possibly lead them to do dangerous things for them, such as shooting at animals, which can be considered a signified concept of bad human behavior. While we do not think movies are at fault for exposing kids to gun violence, we believe it is the parents who are to blame. They are adults and should know better not to reveal such gruesome activity to their children.
To sum up all the information that has been stated so far, the nature of movies is difficult to determine because they contain the ability to teach lessons of importance to individuals. However, movies can also possess explicit content and even negatively affect the behavior of a person. As a result of the research, we were able to see how opinions vary based on experiences of watching movies. Based on our observations of the sources we perused, on the bright side, many people said that movies gave them a change of perspective on the world they live in when learning the morals of the stories. Our observations on the dark side of movies make us conclude that movies may not be for everyone, all because of disinterest or dislike of them. From our personal bias, the fascinating plot will attract our attention more to the movie. If a film's plot is not engaging for us, we tend to get bored and just go on our phones. Overall, movie watching has been and will always be a diverting activity, and we'll continue to take part in it for the rest of our lives.